brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Yes, it's sippin' time again. Hello and welcome to this sips episode. Been drinking. Where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 1:45 a.m.
Nope.
None. What's your best thing, Brent?
4 o'clock. 4 o'clock, we're in the best thing.
Okay, so I've been listening to NPR lately. I'm wearing my NPR radio, public radio nerd hoodie today because it's 60 degrees in South Florida and that's dark.
Sorry.
It's cold.
Sorry.
It's cold for South Florida. So, I mean, you got to listen to some Ira Glass and you know, have a good cry at 2 a.m. There you go. This American life.
Sissy. Well, all right. Right in the toilet he goes. All right, this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today are Made Man Brent.
I'm here under protest today. You guys said there was good things to drink.
There are good things.
Scotch.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you're just wrong. And good old boy Alan.
Howdy, y'all. Pleasure to be here.
And made man and good old boy Justin.
Good morning. I appreciate the haggis, but let's just deep fry it.
And good old boy Harm.
I'm just stunned by deep fried haggis. Thank you for having me.
Haggis is good.
Deep fried?
Yeah, sure.
No. Stop.
Yeah. Everything is better.
Like little deep haggis fried. Meatballs deep fried.
Coca-Cola, Twinkies. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
All better.
Yeah. Delicious.
No.
All right. Well, our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, pretty much anything that you can drink. And this show is going to be an all Scotch show. So
oh, thank you.
Yeah, so the haggis, let's do Swedish meatballs. I think the Vikings were onto something. Swedish meatballs with the Scotch.
We're not untying you till the show's over, Brent.
Put you in a mood? No? Are you kidding me? Oh, come on, man. Really? Is that the best you can do? All right, well, we've got eight whiskeys to try today. So from Glenallachie, we have their 10-year cask strength batch one. We have the Glenallachie 12-year-old. The Glenallachie 15-year and the Glenallachie 18-year. And then we change over to the stuff that Brent does
really love
so much.
I do love that song.
Yeah. Deep Purple is great. Yes. I love that.
So now we go to the peat. So welcome to the dark side. We have McNair's Limerick Peated Blended Malt. From Torrevieja, we have the Alt Glen. We have the Benriach Smoke Season and Benriach Peated Cask Strength Batch 2. So what you love, the good smoky stuff. Look at him. He's so happy.
It doesn't smell like iodine and tar.
Look at him. He's actually putting pants on.
What's the point of drinking it?
He's putting pants on. Look at him.
I'm going to have a drink of number 8 right now. Just in my eye.
I can see the hair standing up on his arms right now. Only because I don't want to look any lower.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah. I said he's putting them on. They're not all the way on. All right, so we're going to have Justin tell us all about our sips ratings.
Okay, Brent, if you know it's Scottish, it's crap. Okay, one sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
Gangadine, water. Gangadine, drink water. Such a racist sound.
Two sips.
You're the one that recorded it. I don't know why all of a sudden it's bad.
But nice. But what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Three sips. Interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
Five sips. Oh my, I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh my goodness!
Yes!
It's just not getting any better.
Or things that Justin never heard before.
It's just not getting any better.
True facts.
Yeah. Very sad. All right, so we're going to go to our first whiskey, Glenallachie, and we're going to have Alan tell us all about that.
The Glenallachie Distillery was the fourth distillery designed by William Delmay Evans, who also designed the Macduff, Tullibardine, and Jura Distillery. This was built in 1967, so it's relatively new, by McKinley McPherson, the distilling arm of Scottish and Newcastle Ale. It was designed to be almost fully gravity-fed so as to run on reduced energy.
Frugal Scotsman? Really?
Yeah. No. That's something new. In 1985, the McKinleys became part of the Invergordon Distillers, and the distillery was mothballed, as were many during that period of time. 4 years later, in 1989, Glenallachie was sold to Campbell Distillers, which is a subsidiary of Pernod Ricard, who reopened the distillery. In 2005, the first single malt offering of Glenallachie was released by Shivers Brothers, a 15-year-old whiskey aged in sherry casks and distilled in 1989. In 2017, Shivers Brothers sold Glenallachie to former Scottish master blender Billy Walker, Tricia Savage, and ex-Inverhouse distillery master distiller Graeme Stevenson, who came together to form the Glenallachie Distillers Company Limited. A capital letter A was added to the distillery name in keeping with the tradition started by Billy Walker when he ran the Ben Riach and Glendronach distilleries. So let's get together for our first whiskey. The first one is a Glenallachie 10-year-old, cask strength, batch number one, 57.1% alcohol by volume, 114.2 proof. It's non-chill filtered and its color is natural. The expression was matured in American oak, Pedro Ximenez Oloroso, and virgin oak casks.
Can't control your board, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can tell you that the color is very light, almost straw-like.
It's not very light. Put more whiskey in your glass.
Yeah,
that's a
right.
medium
I water,
gold.
I water it down.
This is
I
a
forget.
Medium gold without water that Alan yeah. has.
Medium gold without water, straw color with.
You can make it look like water if you keep at it.
The nose is absolutely amazing on it. I get coconut, I get tropical fruits. It just, that come heather bouquet. When you taste it, the palate is honey, vanilla, toffee, toasted rye bread, marmalade, bit of milk chocolate, bit of nutmeg. And on the end, I get those tropical fruits coming through as well. It has a lovely, lovely finish to it. And it is really a delectable young whiskey.
Yeah, for 10 years old, this is stellar. I mean, it's really, really well done. It's got a freshness to it. I get a lot of the fruit. I get a lot of the honey and the vanilla, and I definitely on the back end get that milk chocolate down the back of the palate.
That milk so chocolate good. And a little bit of spice. It's I don't know if it's like a pepper or nutmeg, but that but that really follows through. It makes it a nice, you know, refreshing finish to it.
Yeah, it's like a peppery baking spice.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got a little more nutmeg or pimento, whatever they call it. Yeah, this is so good.
Yeah, I mean, this is their base whiskey. This is their, you know, entry level one in their line, and it's that good.
And the fact that love the fact that
you can't go wrong with a bottle of this.
No.
You know,
like, okay, if you're going to make impressive. Me drink a bottle of scotch, I'll let you make me drink this one.
What do you think, Justin?
I like this a lot.
Okay, he's done.
Yeah, that was a lot.
The water extended the finish, which was nice, but it made the beginning notes of the palate, which before water were really bold, are now kind of watered down. But what a great entry level whiskey.
Yeah. I mean, this is where you're starting, you're only going up from here, so... We're going to be rating the...
I didn't even say anything, dude. What's, we're going to be rating stuff.
That's
whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
Trying to go around.
That's okay.
Cut me out. We got 8 whiskeys to do.
That's fine.
Give it a rating. Go ahead.
We're going to be rating the Glen Allachie 10-year cask strength batch 1. There's your keyword, cask strength. A well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
I just love it.
Yeah. I mean, there's just... there's that's really, really good. I mean, damn. So let's move on to our next whiskey, which is our 12, and we're going to have Brent tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. Our next whiskey is the Glen Allachie 12-year-old, 46% ABV.
Allachie,
92 proof, non-chill filtered and natural color. It's matured in Pedro Ximenez and Oloroso virgin cask, oak casks. The color, again, and this is a little darker straw colored.
Is this straw? Are you putting too much water in yours too?
I said a dark straw.
This color, come on. That is that reddish gold.
Look at how it separates with that water. Oh, that's just beautiful.
See, you put too much water in yours. Jesus.
No, I didn't put too much water in
this. This is reddish gold. This is a gorgeous sherried whiskey.
This is the nose just dances around with you. You got the butterscotch. You got honey and raisins. It's just beautiful on the nose. I almost don't want to drink it because the nose is so well. On the palate, I'm getting honey, bananas. Bananas come out right away. Butterscotch, the raisins. I think that's from the casks, the raisins that come out. A little bit of mocha on the end. So just a little bit of chocolate. We'll come back and talk about this one.
And crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and we're discussing the Glen Allachie 12-year-old. Brent was just telling us what he thought about it. What do you think, Arm?
I think Brent is absolutely right, and I don't like admitting that because he's not somebody normally right when he talks about scotch.
I'm always right.
Let's write this one down.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, Brent knows his bourbon. He knows his bourbon, and the fact is he's got a great palate. I don't like admitting these things. This is good, dude.
Thank you, buddy. This is really nice. Yeah. And, you know, the 92 proof, like a lot of these we've been adding water to and stuff like this, but this one here, it's 92 proof. You really don't have to add water because it's not the cask strength.
No, but, you know, so a drop is going to, to me, it makes the nose a little bit better, but I don't think it does anything for the palate.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It was delicious with and without it. And as Alan said, I added more to, you know, to balance out. I said, added more. He goes, yeah, added more whiskey.
Alan added a little bit too much water that first time. We've been using that cask strength 10-year-old.
It's not rocket scientists, everybody.
Yeah. If you've got extra whiskey, pour more whiskey in there.
Exactly.
The nose, Justin? On this one will really draw you in. Reminds me of like Jessica Chastain on a Tinder profile. You have to swipe right. And the palate's decent,
okay,
but it's not quite there compared to the nose. If the nose wasn't so good, I would say okay, the palate was fine.
Yeah.
That's sarcasm?
No, sir.
Oh, good. Because your opinion matters. And since you seem unclear on the concept, that was sarcasm.
I love Archer, but that was just rude, man. Justin's a we value Justin's opinion here.
Oh, it's all good.
Which words?
Brown, drink it down.
No, wait.
What is your favorite word?
Yeah.
Brown.
There you go.
Brown. Duh. Brown.
Kids, we got a rating. Or you want to say something else, Bob?
I love this one. I thought it was really, really well put together. I don't mind adding water to a 90 proof whiskey. That doesn't bother me. On this one, it really didn't do much for it. The nose opened a little. The palate didn't do anything for us. So I'd say
drink it neat.
Leave this one alone. Drink it neat. You're going to be very happy with it, just like the 10-year. Fantastic whiskey. We're going to be rating the Glenallachie 12-year-old. A well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So Harm's going to tell us about the next one because he has a particular affinity for that one. So
yes, this is one of my favorite whiskeys. You know, I should have picked this as one of my runners up for whiskey of 2021. I didn't think about it. I don't know how I didn't. We didn't taste it on the show. That's the
thing. We didn't have it on the show in 2020.
We didn't have it on the show
You can think about that for next December.
I tasted this in 2020, I believe, right in the middle of the pandemic.
You know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Yes, and it's my opinion that matters, Bob. I let you know that. The next expression is the Glenallachie 15-year-old, 46% ABV, 92 proof, non-chill filtered, and natural color. This whiskey was finished in a combination of puncheons and hogsheads that previously held Pedro Ximenez and Oloroso Sherry. And I can tell you from speaking to the people who make this whiskey, and they're representatives of the United States, the percentage of Pedro Ximenez in this is much higher than the 12-year-old. The 12-year-old is higher percentage of Oloroso, a little bit of virgin cask. This is, I think, 60% Pedro Ximenez, 40% Oloroso.
Definitely.
Yeah. So this has this beautiful, deep, dark red gold in the glass. When you pull out the bottle out of the box, it's black like my heart. It is just...
You don't have a heart.
You sold that for beer money in college.
The lump of tar where my heart used to be.
You mean that vacuous hole of hell where it used to reside? Yeah.
That's exactly it. That lump of tar there. It looks black and beautiful and gorgeous. And the nose is... It's just crazy. Raisins and butterscotch, definitely. But when you're further away, it's like the Glendronic port cask. Strawberry jam and butter. Strawberry jam, and then you get in, it's raisins and butterscotch, and on the palate, it's just spices and the orange peel and all those raisins from the Pedro Ximenez, but really dark chocolate. Chocolate just coats your mouth. The finish is long and relentless. I freaking love this whiskey, and nobody else has anything else to say about this whiskey because I've said the final word. You get nothing.
Nope. I get to say something.
Fine.
I get to say something. This is what you're saying is great. And it's, but if you're a bourbon lover, you're actually going to really love this one. I mean, it's got all the notes.
You're allowed to speak now, Brent.
you got a lot of the bourbon notes off of it. And you get, you know, of course you get the raisins from the cask.
Raisinettes. It's dark chocolate and raisins.
Yep. And butterscotch.
Strawberry.
And a little bit of bananas and orange peel. And it's just beautiful.
Oh, God. This is a $100 bottle on the shelf and it's worth twice that. I'm telling you. Just get this.
Right. And no matter what kind of... This is one appeals to everybody, I believe. Mm-hmm. I don't think that this one is going to off-put anybody.
What do you think, Alan?
I got to tell you, absolutely one of the finest whiskeys I've ever had. Just drop-dead knockout, phenomenal. The flavor is great. It's almost like chocolate-covered cherries in some ways to me.
I get dark cherries, too. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I don't know if it can. You know what?
And this is coming from Alan, who's famously not a sherried whiskey guy.
Yeah. This was done so right and so well balanced and yet complex. It's got everything you would want in a great bottle of whiskey.
What do you think, Justin?
I really enjoyed this one. I appreciated the balance. And it kind of reminded me, if you're going to compare it to a bourbon, like a nice bottle of Blanton's. Very good.
That blends all over the map. I'm not a fan. Whatever. This is way better.
Yeah. This is a nice finished bottle of bourbon kind of, you know, in a way, you know. So this is just
so well put together.
Though. Yeah.
This is single malt. I understand the sweet notes are appealing to your bourbon palate, but let me tell you, this is still at its heart.
Okay, this if I is had to buy malt. A bottle of scotch,
I might buy this.
If I was forced, if I was held down, duct taped down, and said, "You have to buy a bottle of scotch."
If they were completely out of bourbon at the store, and it was the only store you could drive to, right. You would buy this.
Right.
he'd walk a mile in the snow and buy bourbon.
No, it's just it's so well done. It's so well put together. It's like we always say, when you're doing cast finishing, you don't want to cover it up. You're just trying to fill the holes in the Swiss cheese. And this does it so well. A lot of time, and I'm a Pedro Ximenez freak when it comes to whiskey, but some of them, it's like over drinking top. A glass of PX sherry that you put a teaspoon of scotch in. That's all you taste, which I also don't mind so much because I love PX sherry. But
I'm going to try that. I'm going to take some PX sherry and put some teaspoon of scotch in it.
This one was just so well integrated, and so many times they overdo it with the PX, and this was just so well done. There's really not a lot more we can say about this one. We're rating the Glenallachie 15 year a well-deserved 5 sips.
Only because there is no 6 sips rating.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and not just the palate, but I mean, it's that good and it only costs that much. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I've had $500 whiskeys that taste this like this or, you know, equivalent. This is $100.
Yeah. If you see this one, pick it up. So we're going to have Justin tell us about the next one.
So the next one we're talking about is Glenallachie 18 year. It's 46% alcohol by volume, 92 proof. It's non-chill filtered and natural color, aged in American oak, Pedro Ximenez, and Oloroso casks. I don't get really any wood notes at all, but the Pedro Ximenez and the Oloroso are prominent in this one. It's a really pleasant nose, but it doesn't stay with you long. On the palate, it's pretty sweet, raisins, marzipan, honey. And on the back end, there's some darker notes like dark chocolate and spice. The finish wasn't very long for an 18 before water and air, but after water and air, now the finish is where it should be. So open this one, go watch a Seinfeld, and then start drinking it. That's my advice on this one.
It really comes through on the palate, and I added just a couple drops of water, which really didn't change anything for me on this. You leave it alone. You don't need to add water. This one, the 15 year and the 18 year are so similar. There is a little bit more raisins with this one, a little bit more dark cherries, some a little bit more dark chocolate on it on the finish. These are both ones that you should seek out if you are any kind of a bourbon fan whatsoever, because you won't be disappointed.
Especially if you're a sherry scotch fan.
Yeah, but I'm not a scotch fan. So this could change my mind.
Though. Not yet.
This could change my mind. You try enough of them, sooner or later you're going to find ones that you like, right?
To me, I think the 15, to me, really was a better whiskey until this one got air. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. I agree. You know, I thought nothing was going to beat the 15 in this range, okay? Mm-hmm. And having now gone to my third try of the 18.
It's been open for about an hour almost now.
It's different. It's a little bit lighter in style, I think, but it's got it all. Absolutely has it all.
Yeah, I'm absolutely loving it. You can tell it's from the same stable, but it is a...
It's a different whiskey.
They're both different, but they're both very good.
Well, this one has American oak. The other one didn't have any American oak.
Yeah. So, the 15's got a little bit more of the bottom sweetness of the PX. This is the 18 is much more nuanced, much more layered. There's a lot there, but it's not hitting you over the head as much.
I think I would increase my rating on this one because just air and just giving it time to breathe, I think it's equivalent of the 15, but before that it wasn't as good.
Yeah. Well, when we first rated it, it was, an hour ago, and it's been sitting here for a while, and it's got some air, and we've added some water, and my rating absolutely went up on this. A really good quality whiskey. And again, if you see this on the shelf, don't hesitate, grab it. We're going to be rating the Glenallachie 18 year, a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh my goodness! Yes.
It's literally not been in the state of Florida for 6 months. I've been trying to get it for a while now. I've been sold out for a long time.
All right. Well, you get to talk about our next whiskey, so take it away.
I didn't realize I was next. I got to look at the script more often. Yeah, this is a good idea. Our next whiskey is the McNair's Lumreek Peated Blended Malt. So, is it Lumreek or McNair's Lum Reek Peated Blended Malt? How do you say this? What is this?
I think it's Lumreek.
So it's just a bunch of random words. Lumreek.
My mind is a raging torrent, flooded with rivulets of thought, cascading into a waterfall of creative alternatives.
Yeah, he's going to get wordy on
there. You go. Also 46% ABV, 92 proof. Master distiller Billy Walker has combined whiskeys matured in first fill bourbon, Oloroso, and virgin oak, and red wine casks to peated blended whiskey. So it's a blended malt, which means it's all single malts, but multiple distilleries, non-chill filtered, no color added. It's a pale gold. You look at this and you would think there is no red wine, there's no Oloroso, but he has had some, but it's not influencing the color here. Maybe it's percentage, or maybe they're second use casks. The nose, it's muted at first, but now that it's gotten air, I'm getting coconut and fruitcake, like and wood smoke. So like a buttery fruitcake, wood smoke, a little chili pepper, and on the palate, let's see.
Yeah, like a green jalapeno.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right on the tip of the nose.
It's oiliness, very nice, little jalapeno, like you said. Dark cherries coming out. This is quite nice. I've never even heard of this brand before. Is this in Florida? Have you seen this, Bob? Where's it going on?
We have to ask our buddy Dan.
Is it Dan's? We'll be calling you, man. This is quite good. I enjoyed it. It's not the long finishes of those last sherry oak ones we had, but this is a full-on, beautiful, peated whiskey that I could enjoy. And, of course, Brant is going to disagree with me.
Of course I'm going to disagree. Because it's the peated whiskey, I get the smoke right off the bat. I get a little bit of honeysuckle on the nose.
Oh, good call. I didn't think about that. Honeysuckle.
Yeah, but on the palate, I get more of a rubbery. It's like I get more of a kind of a rubbery smoke, not a burnt rubber, but like a rubbery smoke on the palate that is.
Well, that petrol note is expected in a good peated whiskey.
Yeah, and that's kind of off-putting to me. So that's why, and the people that like that, that want that, that like you said, that they're looking for that in that peated whiskey, but that's not what I look. So
I don't find it that rubbery. Alan, did you think that was rubbery?
No, I didn't think it was rubbery at all. I caught a little bit of paint thinner in a good way. Okay. Yeah. Paint thinner.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Like, you know, when you're 14, you're huffing paint thinner.
After you've done with Elmer's glue, you're on to paint thinner.
When you got a brown paper bag and paint thinner.
No, but I understand what he's talking about. That's that high note from, it's from the, it's not ethanol. It's, what is it? It's,
I don't know. It's not acetone.
It's denatured ethanol.
But it's good. I mean, it's good. It's something that, you know, one shouldn't shy away from. I'm not saying there's actual paint thinner in there, but I get a little hint of that in there.
It's a younger single malt peated note.
Well, I mean, when we're talking about, you know, peated whiskeys, a lot of times you'll use like mercurochrome or iodine, and everybody goes, oh my God, who wants to drink that? In a good way.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah. It's got a good bunch of things going for it.
I don't get iodine or mercurochrome, but it's got those.
But, you know, as an example, you know, those are things that one would not normally choose to enjoy in their whiskey.
If you're a Laphroaig or a Lagavulin fan or a Kalila guy, I think you should go for this.
Yeah. No, I think this was a very nice whiskey, a great starter once we got into the peated side of things. Yeah. It no negatives.
Yeah. No. Well, it was well put together.
Yeah.
It was well blended.
Justin, did you think this was anything for you, or?
I liked it after water and time. Right off the bat, it was too many harsh notes, but the tannic went away with the water.
It's young, but a couple drops. But Brent, you had without. I mean, Bob, you had without water, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So If you're a peated whiskey guy, I think you'll like this.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a peated whiskey guy, it's well blended, put together.
I mean, that's for you then. I mean, if you are, then you are. It's not. If you don't like that peat, don't go for this. I mean,
let me just tell you, it's been open for an hour. I'm getting a hint of pineapple, roasted pineapple, just on the palate, not on the nose so much. On the palate, just a hint of roasted pineapple.
It's building. Let me add some more water to mine.
I would like to taste this in a few more years and see where it's going.
I would think so, but
as for a young Peter, I like this.
Yeah, I mean, again, well put together. Definitely a good one for us to start on the last four of the afternoon. You know, a solid whiskey all around. I can't really say anything bad about it. So we're going to be rating the McNair's Lumreet Peated Blended Malt. Well-deserved three sips.
Interesting.
All right, so we're going to go on to our next whiskey, which is from Torrevieg. The distillery at Torrevieg is the second ever licensed Scotch malt whiskey distillery on the Isle of Skye.
Woohoo! Now Talisker finally has some competition over there.
There's finally somebody there to talk to.
besides the sheep?
Yeah. The building that houses the distillery was built 200 years ago. The building that houses the distillery was built 200 years ago from stone from a ruined castle on the bay. It's now fully restored and houses the copper stills and wooden washbacks at the distillery. As part of the restoration, the roof was made to be removable so that when time comes to replace the pot stills, they can do it without disturbing the building. The water comes from the Alt Barak and Alt Glen burns, and the distillery was completed and has been in operation since January of 2017.
That is so cool. I did not even know there was another distillery on Islay till today.
Well, yeah, but why don't more people build their distillery so that they could replace things like that with a removable roof? That's just ingenious in itself.
A lot of people
thought about that 100 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Who had cranes that could remove the roof 100 years ago?
You were hoping you made it to next week, much less, you know, 5, 6, 10 years.
They were worried about smallpox, Brent.
Yeah, yeah.
And, come on, man. Yeah.
And famine. And,
well, on the islands, they use thatch roofs, so every hurricane, you just build a new roof. It's kind of the same thing.
There you go. And we'll be back. It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view. Hey, and we're back, and we are discussing some whiskey from Torrevieg, which is the newest distillery on Isle of Skye. It's getting crowded around there, man.
Yeah, they got two distilleries.
Yeah,
it's two.
Yeah, I mean, good Lord, the traffic must be insane.
How big is the Isle of Skye? I've never been. Have you been to Isle of Skye?
I went past it on a boat. I didn't go on it.
So yeah, you were going to Isle because you're all fancy. I'm going to Isle. They got nine distilleries now.
You know, everything was big from the water. You know. But it's a newer distillery that's been around since January 2017, built on a very historic old farm. But let's get into the whiskey, because that's really what matters. So very, 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 very pale straw color.
This is Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah.
Pour this in a wine glass and don't tell your partner you're drinking mess with whiskey.
Them. Yeah.
That's where it goes. Then they have to drive.
What is
home.
It? It's a Pinot Grigio. Just try it. Yeah. Chill it a little bit so the glass is
smirk. That's Pinot Grigio. Yeah,
there you go.
Pinot Grigio, my friend.
Have that with your Philip Migman? Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
So younger whiskey from a new distillery, but on the nose, I just get a light wood smoke. Get a little bit of maltiness on the nose. I get some vanilla.
Get the touch of pineapple.
Yeah.
Buttery pineapple.
Butter and pineapple, like right in the tip. Yeah. Got a nice, but nice, very clean nose. And on the palate, let's try it here. It's got a beautiful, just a rich wood smoke on it. It's got a really good mouthfeel to it. I tried it with and without water. We're at 92. It's 46% ABV, 92 proof. Water did not help it for me.
Yeah, I'd say do not add water.
It did not.
You're saying that now? Watch me. I'm adding water right now.
I wrote that. I circled it down. And all it did was wash out the palate.
That was my note.
I tasted it neat, so I've never had
that. Yeah, but straight up, right out of the bottle, ready to go. Good mouthfeel. Got a really nice coat to it. Got a medium-long finish. Yeah, solid whiskey.
Brent, water ruined it.
A solid whiskey. I told you.
You walked right into that one, my friend.
Yeah,
brought out more pepper, but didn't do anything else.
And again, a newer distillery. We me and Justin were in New York for Whiskey Fest back in December, and I tried it there and was very impressed with it. I mean, it's, again, newer distillery, but you're showing this well this early. You guys are doing something right.
Opened in 2017. We're talking, this is 3-year-old, 4-year-old whiskey max.
Yeah, exactly. And right. And it's solid. So
solid for 3-4-year-old whiskey.
Wow. I am very impressed now. Because, you know, that 3 years old is the legal limit, or the minimum, legal minimum to bottle Scotch whiskey.
Well, actually, I think it's actually 5 for a single malt.
Is it? No, it's 3. It's still 3.
You sure?
I'm sure it's still 3.
I think 3 is for the blends.
Kilhoman was a 3-year-old when it was first released.
You may be right.
Yeah.
And this can't be more, this can't even be 5 years old yet. No. This is a single malt.
Yeah, from 2017.
Unless they change you've been in the business a lot longer than I have. Maybe they changed the rules, but it's 3.
Yeah, for all I've drank. Don't listen to me.
He's got 3 brain cells left.
And they all function very well.
They do. Well lubricated.
Just on different days. You know. There's the tag, it's your turn. But yeah, I was very impressed with it when we had it at Whiskey Fest. And turns out that a friend of ours
I can't believe this is such a young whiskey.
A PR company that we work with actually just got this account. So I was able to reach out to her and got us a sample of it. And it's just as good as I remembered it. So what did you think, Brett?
Yeah, I got a lot of honey along with the smoke on the nose. That was, but on the palate, I want to describe this one as a barbecue sauce. It was a smoky, sweetie barbecue sauce, but in the whiskey format.
Mm. You can put it on some ribs. Let's do it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this would be good on some ribs.
This would be, you know, but this is like just what I'm.
Or that's with
what
some ribs.
It was a smoky sweetie. So, you know, that's it combined it, did it very well, especially for a young whiskey.
This would be good with some ribs. I wish I had some ribs. Dang.
You know, I'm taking my wife to dinner after this, so I'm going to have some ribs.
Oh, no, have that steak.
After I've had too much whiskey, I cook myself a large flank steak, pan-fried in salted butter. I eat that, put on a pair of wet socks, and go to sleep.
That works?
It does.
All right.
Who can argue with Ron Swanson?
Great.
He's the guy who invented the turf and turf. It's a 24-ounce T-bone and a 36-ounce porterhouse.
Oh, that's
a turf and turf.
That's a heart attack on a plate.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Or two plates.
And he drinks scotch and he smokes cigars while he does it because he is a free American, sir. So.
Yeah, but the finish on this was a little short. And I understand that because it's a young whiskey, you know. So, you know, but I mean, on the nose, on the palate, and the age it is, it's just what I expect, kind of.
Oh, man. This one in the summer by the pool. Awesome.
Yeah, it's
awesome.
Yeah, I would like to try a nice highball with this.
Oh, yeah. This would be
by the pool. Like
this would be excellent in a highball.
1 ounce of whiskey on a tall glass of ice and like 3 ounces of club soda. Just by the pool. Let's do it.
Oh, yeah. A whole bottle.
And a lime.
Yeah.
I don't put limes in my highballs.
What do you think, Justin?
So, adding on to what everyone else said, I get alternating notes on the nose between like peat and silly putty. And I got perfumey and spicy.
It's not notes that young. He's not wrong. Look, there's a putty nose often to rye whiskeys. I don't get that on single malt as much as he does.
On the palate, I got prunes, raisins, like a touch of Malort or aloe, like very floral. It's pretty good, though. It was balanced with all those interesting notes.
Yeah, I mean, solid whiskey.
Hey, I'm a young whiskey guy. I never realized this was as young as it is. Mm-hmm. And this is really very, very nice. Yeah. Very, very nice.
Yeah, Ellen, no one ever said you were young.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I like young yeah. whiskey and he likes young
his,
ladies.
He likes his young ladies and his whiskeys.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
and not together, by the way.
Well, we're gonna have to absolutely keep this our eye on this.
This is definitely a grandkid.
And I think I think we're gonna stay on top of Torvig and watch them as it continues.
I'm very excited about these guys.
Yeah, this is some good stuff. So you know, literally like you know, probably a 4-year-old whiskey. We're gonna rate it for well deserved 3 sips. Yeah, this thing's going somewhere. So if you see one, grab one. So let's have Justin tell us about our next whiskey from Benriach.
So we have Benriach Smoke Season, 52.8% alcohol by volume, or 156.6 proof. And no,
105.6 proof.
105.6 proof. And no, I did not do the math. Now, the Benriach Distillery was established in 1898 during the peak of the whiskey boom of the late 19th century by John Duff. After the crash of the industry in 1899, the Benriach Distillery was closed in 1900, where it remained closed for the next 65 years. Then Glenlivet bought it and reopened in 1965 and was sold to Pernod Ricard in 2001. Then Billy Walker bought it in 2004. In 2016, Brown Forman bought it. It's the alcohol, ladies and gentlemen. Hired Dr. Rachel Berry as the master blender and head of whiskey creation.
Love Rachel.
Rachel Berry is magic.
She is the queen.
Smoky whiskeys are not traditionally associated with Speyside, but heavily peated single malts were the preferred palate of the region back in the 19th century. Smoke Season is a small batch release which captures one of Benriach's time-honored production techniques. The special edition has been 2 cask matured in both American virgin oak and bourbon barrels. And the color on this is pretty light copper, light yellow.
I would go gold. Have you seen gold?
Gold? Yeah, I think gold's darker than this. It's like much lighter. I got smoky undertones.
He doesn't like anybody much to buy gold. Come on.
10-carat gold.
Yeah.
Right.
4-carat gold. This is Justin we're talking about. 4-carat gold with diamondique. Yeah.
It's the best plastic money can buy.
Exactly.
Nice primary sherry notes in this.
There's zero sherry notes.
She said she wanted an emerald. Justin said, hold on, I need a hammer.
There's zero sherry. You're confusing sweet with sherry. There's zero sherry here.
It's just what I taste.
Okay, what's the sherry note for you?
It just tastes like a Pedro Ximena sherry note. I'm not saying it's in there. I'm just saying I taste it.
I think you're just confusing sweet with sherry.
Well, I don't know. You know,
there's many kinds of sweet.
I'm kind of thinking. Not
there's many girls
taste.
Named Sherry.
Yeah. Sherry, baby.
Damn, he's old.
You know. It could be there. Yeah, you know,
I'm going for my sherry amour. He went a generation before that.
My sherry amour. It happens to be a lovely whiskey, and there's some sweetness to it, and one could interpret it or not interpret it as sherry. And, you know, very, very nice. Very, very nice.
So what else did you get in it, Justin?
It wasn't too complex for me. It was like a lot of wood on the finish, the sweetness in the middle, on the nose. It's like sweet and spicy. It's very pleasant. I'm not a huge smoked whiskey fan, but this one I liked.
Well, it's definitely not Isla. Brent?
So on the nose, I got a little bit of smoke, but it wasn't, but I thought I got toffee, I got a little bit of honey or the chicka stick on there, you know, on the nose.
What?
A chicka stick.
What's that? Chicka stick?
Oh, the pole dancer.
Yeah, chicka stick. You know? It's like a crunchy,
And now I can
honey.
See why you want her on your nose.
Then on the palate, the smoke came at me right away, but it was quickly overtaken by that chicka stick, that toffee, bit
I've
of honey
never had
kind
a
of candy.
Stick, and I'm
yeah.
Gonna-
Yeah, well, once you get one, now you're going to want one. Now you're going to want one.
Pole dancing place and some candy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and so ended up being a nice, pleasant, balanced palate with that. So that, you know, because all of a sudden you're having that smoke, you're thinking, oh no, it's overly smoky, but it really quickly got overtaken. And so well balanced out on it.
Yeah, it was smooth smoke. It wasn't overpowering. Yeah. It wasn't astringent.
Right.
I got a lot of dark burnt toffee notes on it and some mocha and coffee notes on it. You know, well put together. Not as complex as I had hoped, but you know, well done. You know, I mean, extremely well done.
We have no idea how old this is.
But I have no idea. You know, and it's and they're, you know, it's they're shooting outside of their normal box too. So I mean, this is Benriach doing something like this. So
I like those Benriach Smoky 10, Smoky 12 whiskeys.
Yeah.
But they're, this is a different style.
Yeah, completely. So, well, we're going to be rating the Benriach Smoke Season a well-deserved three sips.
Interesting.
So let's go on to our last whiskey, and we're going to have Brent tell us about that.
Oh, thank you, Bob.
we saved this one for Brent.
This is the perfect one for a steak. Come on.
This is a Benriach peated cask strength, batch 2, 60% ABV, 120 proof, non-age stated. This is batch number 10. My batch number 2 of the Benriach peated cask strength was matured in bourbon barrels and Oloroso sherry casks before being skillfully blended together by Dr. Rachel Berry. On the nose, you get some smoke and lemons. It's a nice little combination that you're not expecting. And then the next thing I have to say is that I tasted this pre-water and after water. And I'm not going to give you the pre-water breakdown. I'm just going to give you the after water breakdown. Added water, and this just turned out delicious. Well, a nice mouthy, oily mouthfeel. You have that smoke. You got that citrus. You got some dark chocolate on it. So smooth and balanced out. You know, you have to add water. That's all I can say because I did not have any of these characteristics before water.
It's 120 proof.
Yeah.
But it was so.
Water brings out some more.
It was so off-putting to me before adding water.
I loved it before water too. but
I had to, I mean, once I added water, it just gave it, just like opened it up and balanced everything together. And I really enjoyed it. I really liked it, you know. So, Justin, what three words do you have for it?
He's been wordier. We give him crap all the time.
I almost got wordier. Five at him one day.
I really like this one. The nose had a lot
That's
of elements
five words.
To
I really
it.
Like this one. It's five words.
Yeah, he's done.
The palate had some kind of dark cereal notes to it. Water made it better.
I got pipe tobacco. Anybody else get pipe tobacco? Yeah,
I got it on tobacco. The palate, not on the grandfather's nose. Pipe. Yeah.
Yeah, like sweet like pipe tobacco sweet on the pipe. Nose.
Yeah. It was cool. What'd you think, Alan?
I like it. I like it a lot. I do like the tobacco notes on it. Mixes well with the peat, mixes well with a little bit of the citrus that's in it. Lovely, lovely whiskey.
Yeah, that dark chocolate kind of comes through on it. You know, that like that mocha dark chocolate with the... It's blended very well with it, you know, with like...
This is one where they talk about the Oloroso sherry casks. But I don't really get that sherry fruit on this.
It doesn't come through at all.
It's you're not tasting it.
You smell it? I don't even smell any sherry.
You can feel it. You can feel that sherry sort of elevating it, but it doesn't overtake it. So, and again, remember, this is Rachel Berry. So,
right.
You know, she knows what she's doing. I thought this one was lovely. I mean, the smoke on it was just right.
Hot chocolate, marshmallows, and pipe tobacco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The citrus note on it is on the front tip of the palate. It's on the front tip of the nose. It's dark chocolate and burnt caramel. I do get just that sherry sweetness in it. It's not so much a sherry wine note, but just sort of that sweetness, that level comes up. So we're going to give this a well-deserved four sips.
That's classified.
Well, that's all the time we have today. So thank you for joining us today. I want to thank our co-host. Thank you, Brent.
You know, for a Scotch episode, I enjoyed it.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
I'm not buying it. Thank you, Alan.
Great whiskeys, great group of people. Can't
somebody
wait
else come in
again.
The house?
Who's here?
Oh, he can see people at the front door. That's what it is. And thank you, Justin.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here today.
And thank you, Harm.
Again, I don't always mean it, but this time I do. Thank you. Thank you, Bob. This is great. Really appreciate it.
I mean, some really great, surprisingly great whiskeys. I mean, really, there's not a clunker in the whole thing. So
you know, the Torvec didn't get our highest rating today, but that was the most surprising one for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
So young and so good.
Keep up the good work.
This is Maveman Bob. Thanking you for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey. And thankfully, we didn't drink any bad whiskey today.
No, well, some Glenelchie. It's not bad at all.
Fantastic.
Glenallachie.
That too.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.